Every week, Concentrate Media shares a local story online, typically of a positive, helpful nature about Ypsilanti. This is Lisa Berry, and every week we connect with Sarah Rigg, Project Manager for On the Ground Ypsilanti, to talk about this week's story. How you holding up, Sarah?
I'm doing pretty well. How about you, Lisa?
I'm glad we can connect and share your great information with our WEMU listeners. What did you write about this week, and who is our special guest you've brought on with you?
Well, for a little background, one of the early stories I wrote when I came on the ground Ypsilanti was a little overview of some of the neighborhood association groups in Ypsilanti and Ypsilanti Township, and we thought we would follow up with them and see how they are doing things different during the COVID-19 outbreak. So I have with me Joanne McCollum, the president of the New West Willow Neighborhood Association.
Hi, Joanne. Welcome to WEMU.
Hello.
So, Sarah, what did you find out in writing your article this week?
So different neighborhood associations are doing different things. Obviously, they're not meeting in person. The township has always been really helpful in helping to coordinate these groups and publicizing their meetings online. And so one of the people at the township, Robin Castle-Hine, has been helping them figure out how to do their meetings by Zoom. And instead of just doing individual neighborhoods there, it looked like the best strategy may be to combine three or four different groups on one Zoom call. My neighborhood is the new West Willow, where Joanne is from as well, and they're doing some additional cool things for the neighbors during this time, as well as the Zoom meetings.
Can you tell us about that, Joanne?
Sure. So first of all, what we did, some of the board members on the association, we have phone numbers, so we've been calling people and just to check in and see how they're doing. And then we asked them to call people because we don't have everyone's phone number. We don't have everyone's email. So we're trying to get people to connect with people, make sure that they're okay. That's something that we do periodically, like every couple of weeks. Another thing that we're doing is we receive some supplies from Washtenaw County. And the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office and the OCED office has helped with supplies, cleaning supplies and toilet paper. So we just got that delivered today, and we have at least 40 families right now that we're going to deliver packets to. We are going to open a little free food pantry in front of the community center. We have the Ypsilanti School Breakfast and Lunch that delivers Tuesday, 11 to 1 p.m. And we're going to try and do those Zoom meetings for the neighborhood. That's going to be interesting.
Now, the New West Willow Neighborhood Association, you're in one of the hardest hit areas of Washtenaw County for cases of COVID-19. Are you seeing that and hearing about that when you talk to residents?
Yes. So as soon as I was made aware of that, I began contacting people. Well, I heard it from the health department, and then I began to contact our, the township, the county, various agencies to see how we can help this area. And so what we did was one of the things is they're offering us the supplies to help with this area, the food pantry. People from Habitat for Humanity is helping us through that. So we were actually not aware, and I think it's because the communication, we don't have that great of a communication, but a lot of people were actually surprised to hear that we were the hardest hit in the county.
You mentioned communication, and not everybody has access to the internet or the necessary tools to get that information. So how do you deal with that?
We're just trying the best we can. So like the Ypsilanti schools that come every Thursday, they hand out information on what's going on, that we are, the statistics about the COVID-19 cases in this area, the zip code, how to stay safe, things like that. We try on nextdoor.com. We put information on that. We also have a Facebook. And like I said, we do the phone calling. So we're trying our best to reach as many people as we can in the community to let them know that, you know, we need to take these precautions.
When you call people, how are they doing? Are they aware? Are they afraid? Are they hanging in there?
Everyone I've called is hanging in there. They seem to be in good spirits, and they are taking precautions, and they are taking this seriously. And I ask if they have any needs, and most of the needs are people need things like face masks and gloves and cleaning supplies. So they are cautious about going out to the stores and things like that. So
they're getting the information and they're taking it seriously.
That's what it sounds like. The only concern that we had, which is a big concern, was the youth was using the parks in a social way, as far as not the distancing that's needed at this time. So we had to address that with the township and the Washtenaw County Sheriff's Office. And so we put out messages. Also, we talked to the health department about it. So we put out messages on YouTube and things like that about how serious it is. We had some Zoom meetings with some youth and asked them, well, what do we need to do to help people realize in that age group that you need to be safe? And so we got information from them on how to relate it to the youth to distance themselves. And it seems like it helps. I drive around the neighborhood periodically. I do not see those kind of social gatherings anymore.
Anybody else you talked to, Sarah, or any other points of the story you want to share with us now?
I checked in with a couple of other people. I talked to Maurice Stovall, who's with the Galt Village Neighborhood Association, and he's going to be putting on some kind of video message on their Facebook group, letting them know about the switch to the Zoom meetings. He and I just had a very brief chat on Facebook. And then I talked to Robin Castlehine, the person who is helping coordinate this through the township, and there is an email in the story that she is monitoring, an email address for anybody who has concerns about Neighborhood Watch business in the time of COVID-19.
That is Sarah Rigg. She is the project manager for On the Ground Ypsilanti, part of Concentrate Media's online information and stories for you to read. Also want to thank our special guest this week, Joanne McCollum. She is the president of the West Willow Neighborhood Association in Ypsilanti. Thanks to both of you for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU, and please stay well.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thank you for having me.